From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon. We are seeing some light shower activity in the Rochester area. 73 degrees downtown at 503. The man who murdered a prominent Minnesota businessman in New York City in December 2024 could be sentenced to life in prison after he entered guilty pleas today in federal court to stalking charges. Luigi Mangione admitted in court today that he did shoot and kill United Health Group CEO Brian Anderson. He is still currently scheduled to stand trial next month in New York State Court on murder charges in the case. A 61-year-old Rochester woman was charged today with two counts of terroristic threats for allegedly going to the home of a former neighbor and threatening him with what the victim believed was a handgun. According to the charges, the victim answered banging on his front door and found Colette Brenda Lee yelling at him and threatening to kill him while pointing what appeared to be a gun in his direction. Rochester police responded and found the woman nearby and located a revolver-style BB gun in her purse. A man convicted for killing another man while fleeing from police in St. Paul failed to show up for his sentencing yesterday and is now a fugitive wanted on an arrest warrant. 30-year-old Lorenzo Washington of Minneapolis earlier entered a guilty plea to a charge of fleeing police resulting in death, which is a conviction that carries a presumptive prison sentence and is listed under the same category as second-degree unintentional murder under state sentencing guidelines. Washington was being pursued by a state trooper when he lost control of his vehicle, which careened into a church parking lot in St. Paul and smashed into the victim's vehicle in December 2024. The Morrow County Sheriff's Office is investigating an injury crash discovered after a deputy found a woman walking on a road about 5 this morning. The 33-year-old woman was found in Waltham, and deputies later located her severely damaged vehicle in a ditch about a mile away near Hayfield. She was transported by Mayo Clinic ambulance with what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. Her name has not been released. The Minnesota Department of Health has issued an advisory concerning a rabid bat that was found near the elementary school in Lanesboro. The bat was found on the afternoon of August 5th, and testing has confirmed it was infected by the deadly rabies virus. Due to the location, health officials are concerned that a child may have touched the bat or even someone's pet may have had contact with it. Anyone who had physical contact with the bat is being urged to contact the State Health Department rabies team or their health care provider immediately to undergo a rabies assessment. And the largest public works project funded by the Destination Medical Center Initiative in downtown Rochester has reached a major milestone. Officials say the nearly $200 million Link Bus Rapid Transit System project is now 50% complete. It's expected to be ready for passengers next fall. For more local news, go to krocnews.com. You can also download the free KROC News app and be sure to tune in Monday morning and get the latest updates from TJ Leverance in the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.